Studies study guide session for the Southeast. Get out your study guide and we'll go ahead and go over the 12 questions that you're going to be required to know for the test on Friday. The first one, what is the place called where the Mississippi River runs into the Gulf of Mexico? That's called a delta. Number two, what is another name for farming? Well, agriculture is another name for farming, but remember that we also considered raising livestock part of agriculture as well. So agriculture and farming are synonyms, but agriculture also has different categories inside it. Number three, where were children no longer allowed to work after 1940? We talked about some child labor laws and how if the conditions weren't safe, kids couldn't work there, and the coal mines is where they were not allowed to work after 1940. What is it called when a smaller river flows into a larger river? It's called a tributary, and there are many tributaries on major rivers. Number five, what kinds of things along the Atlantic Ocean are considered to be tourist attractions? Remember, we talked about wanting to go to Florida during the winter when it's cold here and it's warm down there. Many people want to go for the warm weather, but one of the attractions of going to the Atlantic Ocean is obviously going to the beach. That's where it's warm. You can wear your swimming suit, get away from the winter weather. We also talked about how people save all year long to go on vacation, whether it's in the summertime or in the wintertime. They spend lots of money. So tourism is a major, major industry for the Southeast, and along the Atlantic Ocean, the beach is the major tourist attraction. Number six, what is the longest river in North America? I think we all know that one. It's the Mississippi River. Number seven, how does silt change a river? Well, silt, as you remember, is at the bottom of a river. And what happens is it can form islands inside the river, so it actually changes the way the river's formed. It also can create river bends. So how does silt change a river? It can form islands and river bends. Number eight, what are two major crops grown in the Southeast, and why are they grown there? We talked about lots of things that are grown in the Southeast and the fact that they have a long growing season, which means they can grow a lot of things all year round. So oranges and cotton were the two major crops that they grow in the Southeast that we can't grow here because it needs a really long growing season to be able to have those crops be successful. Number nine, what was built to make coal easier to purchase after 1830? Well, remember, coal is heavy. It's dirty. People couldn't get to it very easily in 1830 because of lack of transportation. So the railroads were built, and all of a sudden, the ability to have those railroads transfer that coal made it a lot easier to buy. Number 10, where does the majority of the nation's coal come from? Well, the West Virginia area and Kentucky. That's where the major coal mines are located. Number 11, what does a large-scale map show? Oh, we talked about this and talked about this and talked about this, and it's kind of confusing. It's the opposite of what you think. We were tricked by this during our class session. A large-scale map shows a small area with a lot of details, whereas a small-scale map shows a large area with not a lot of details. So remember, large-scale is a small area, a lot of details. An example would be like a map of Tuscola would show a small area with a lot of details, maybe street signs, where houses were, businesses were. That's a large scale map. What is a map scale in general? Well, a map scale, remember, it's found in the corner of the map, and it's a unit of measurement that shows a real distance on Earth. So it would be like 1 inch equals 100 miles, or 1 inch equals 3 miles. It just depends on what kind of map you're looking at and what the scale is telling you the distance is. So a map scale is a unit of measurement that shows a real distance on Earth. Now, I also want you to be prepared for your states and capitals, so let's go ahead and go over those as well. You're going to have to know Alabama. What's the capital of Alabama? Montgomery. And what is the postal abbreviation? AL. Arizona. That's from the last chapter. Arizona, the capital is Phoenix, and the postal abbreviation, AZ. Arkansas, Arkansas's capital is Little Rock. The postal abbreviation, AR. Florida. Its capital is Tallahassee. Postal abbreviation, FL. Georgia. Capital is Atlanta. Postal abbreviation, GA. Kentucky. Capital is Frankfort. Postal abbreviation, KY. Louisiana. Capital is Baton Rouge. Postal abbreviation is LA. Mississippi. The capital is Jackson. The postal abbreviation, MS. Another review is New Mexico. New Mexico's capital is Santa Fe. And its postal abbreviation, kind of an easier one, NM, standing for New Mexico. Next one we have is North Carolina. North Carolina's capital is Raleigh. And its postal abbreviation is NC. Oklahoma was a review state. Capital is Oklahoma City. Postal abbreviation, OK. South Carolina. Capital is Columbia. Postal abbreviation, SC. Tennessee. Capital, Nashville. Postal abbreviation, TN. Texas is a review state as well. Its capital is Austin. Postal abbreviation, TX. Two more to go. Virginia. Capital, Richmond. Postal abbreviation, VA. Last one, West Virginia. Capital is Charleston. Postal abbreviation, WV. Study those states and capitals. Study that study guide. You're going to do great on the test.